I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We don't see our leaders cry much, but President Obama did today as he announced new measures he's taking on gun control. Before the tears, Obama said the frequency of mass shootings in America is the new normal.
But we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries. It's not even close.
The president's executive actions on this issue, more mandatory background checks, are aimed at what's happening within U.S. borders. But there's another country where guns purchased here in America are also a huge problem, Mexico. American guns often wind up in the hands of criminals south of the border, and that's where we start today, focusing on the violence in Mexico for the next few minutes. Alejandro Hope writes about security for El Daily Post in Mexico City, and one of the cases he's following this week is the murder of a local mayor in central Mexico. Gisela Mota was gunned down just one day after she was sworn in as mayor in the city of Temixco. Hope says we still don't know for sure why Mota was killed.
The state government of Morelos is claiming she was targeted by a specific drug gang known as Los Rojos because of her willingness to renew an agreement with the state government, handing over control over the local police to state authorities. Whether that's true or not is still unknown.
Can you just tell us how her murder took place? I mean, what actually happened?
Well, she was at her home. There was a home invasion. The aggressor entered her home, beat her up, and then killed her with firearms. After they fled, there was a clash with the police during which two of the alleged aggressors died.
Is there anything to suggest this was just a home break-in and not a targeted assassination?
No, not really. I mean, this has all the hallmarks of an organized crime hit.
Now, as you say, there is talk of involvement of this gang called Rojos. Just briefly tell us who they are. And there's also some connection between this gang and the disappearances of those 43 students in 2014. Just walk us briefly through what the link is.
Yes, Los Rojos is a medium-sized regional drug gang that operates mostly in the southern states of Morelos and Guerrero. They were born out of the fragmentation of a larger cartel known as the Beltran Labor Organization. They are involved in many different criminal activities, including the production and trade of heroin, but also more predatory activities such as kidnapping, extortions, and so on. And their rivals in that area are known as Los Guerreros Unidos. Los Guerreros Unidos is the gang responsible for the mass abduction of 43 students in September 2014. The official investigation of that act claims that Los Guerreros Unidos thought the 43 students, or some of the 43 students, actually belonged to this rival gang known as Los Rojos.
Again, none of this is confirmed, so the narrative is still hard to say exactly what happened. Very sadly, Gisela Mota is not the first mayor or local official to be targeted in Mexico. This is not rare. Why are they under threat?
Over the past decade, around 70 mayors have been killed, and many other local officials have been targeted.
70? Well,
around 70, yes. Why? Because there is a broad transition in Mexican organized crime from mostly drug trafficking organizations that are involved in smuggling drugs into the U.S. towards more diversified, more local type of organized crime. The gangs that are involved in much more predatory behavior. For those gangs, local government is a major source of three things. One, muscle, by gaining control by means of intimidation or corruption of local police forces, they gain a source of an enforcement arm. Secondly, the local government's source of information. I mean, they have property rolls, they have tax rolls, they know who owns what in a specific town. And that is a source of all sorts of illegal income, such as, extortion and the like. Finally, local government's also a source of money for these gangs. It is well documented that some of these gangs have extorted money directly from the local purse. They gain, in some cases, as much as 10 to 20% of the total budget of a municipality. So killing mayors is a way of intimidating or punishing people that resist.
Alejandro Hope writes about security for El Daily Post in Mexico City.